Yeah, what else do people say?
You give me a headache.
Oh, isn't that a wonderful one here? First of all, when we say that another person is doing it to us, makes us the victim, right? So first of all, we are playing victim. And playing victim means that we're walking around with a big sign on our behind saying, please kick here. And let me assure you, if you were to do that, you're going to find people going to oblige you. So we don't want to play victim, because if you are a victim, it means you have no control. And we are teaching the exact opposite. We're talking about self-mind control. So saying, you give me a headache, is a ludicrous statement to begin with. The other person cannot give you a headache unless they were actually were taking a hammer and pounding on your head. And since they're not doing that, when a person says that, what they're really saying is, I am responding to you in such a way that I'm creating a headache for myself. That's the truth. And if you're doing it in that fashion, by all means, go ahead and do it. Create your headache if you wish. So, it's not a true statement. You're lying when you say it. Nobody gets you angry. Nobody gets you upset. Nobody gives you a headache. No one does that. Now, I grant you that somebody might be very nasty. Please, yes, I can totally appreciate the fact. But it is your response to whatever happens to you that determines how you're going to feel about it. You have a choice to respond and become angry, or you have a choice not to. It's up to you. And if you choose to respond in a negative way, then fine, so be it. But it is your choice. The other person has nothing to do with it. All right? What else do people say?
What about like the media? You see cold remedy commercials, and mm-hmm. somebody, this poor sucker, is miserable.
Oh, yeah. Digested, you know? Oh, yeah. Remember this one? The cold and flu season is here.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh my God, I better go out and buy some, right?
Yeah.
Of course it is programming. If you accept that, sure, if you accept that it is time to catch a cold, it is very easy to oblige, because the brain is very powerful, right? The brain says, oh sure, hey, you want one? Let's go and find one, because you have to catch one, right? Yeah, this one is mine, this one has my name on it. It's very easy to do so, and there's a lot of programming statements that we have learned. Maybe your mom or dad said to you, don't wear wet socks, because if you wear wet socks, you're going to catch a cold. Anyone there? Or you go, you know, don't go outside with wet hair, because you're going to catch a cold. I wonder what all the people do at the beaches who swim in the ocean and are sitting out with wet hair. How come they don't catch colds? Well, you see, in the ocean, it doesn't count. It only counts in the street. Not in the ocean. What else do people say?
That's impossible.
The word impossible is another one. When you talk about you and say, well, I think that's impossible for me. Be very careful with that, because you'll find that very few things are impossible. It is usually a time frame word. It used to be impossible to go to the moon till it was done in 1969, right? All of a sudden, it became possible. It is impossible for the bumblebee to fly because the wingspan is too short for the body weight. It's true. I don't know whether this is true or not, somebody told me up that they have this up on an engineering department, on a blow up, in the Boeing company. And they have that. They have a picture of a bumblebee, and it says underneath, it is impossible to fly for the bumblebee because the wingspan is too short for the body weight. And from a mechanical engineering point of view, with our current knowledge, that's an absolute true fact. Of course, the bumblebee doesn't know this, so it just goes and flies. Yeah, but it's doing something impossible to our current knowledge. And maybe you're still using some impossibles for you that were impossible for you when you were 4. But not now that you are 24, 44, 84. Right? We have this old belief system yet. How about people who drop something, then they start probing themselves? Say, I'm clumsy. Look at how clumsy I am. Boy, am I clumsy. After a while, we will become that way, will we not? We'll be right. You and I always get to be right. Isn't this wonderful? You always get to be right. Because whatever you say is true for you. If you repeat it often enough, make strong enough impressions on the brain, it will become true. Have you ever had someone say this to you? I've been worrying about it a lot and it finally happened. Yeah? How about people who say things like, to go back to the physical level again, that burns me up. Well, fever would take care of that, right? I cannot stand that. Maybe problem with the back or the feet. I remember I took my car in for a repair some years ago, and the man who was handling the paperwork said to me, he said, I'll have this guy take care of it for you. He said, hey, stupid, come over here. I said, I'd like a different mechanic, please. Because even this man, by a wonderful man, if he'd been programmed to be stupid, I surely didn't want to work him on my car. And of course, very negative. And a lot of negativity gets done to children. And it is done not in any knowing way. I want you to appreciate that. It's not done deliberately, that people do not know. But if you say to a child, you never amount to anything, in anger, for instance, that obviously is not very pleasant advice. That is a very negative program that's going on. And when you say to a child who has never done this particular thing before, when they don't do it right the first time, oh, you'll never learn how to do that right, then, of course, again, that is very negative programming. And an extreme example of that are people that still have problems with what they were told when they were 3, 4, 5 years old, 20, 30, 40 years later. It is still in there, and they're having to deal with it, and they go into therapy and what have you because of statements like that. Now, fortunately, the ones that you really want to pay attention to are the ones you repeat a lot. It isn't the ones that you say once in a while. It is the ones that are repeated all the time. The repetition is what does it.